Todd, good morning.
G'day, Sean. How's it going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, as I said, looking at the situation with North Korea right now, there has been a lot of back and forth between, let's say the two leaders even, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. Yet, looking at the situation within the region, China, a few people have criticized China's lack of action. So what do you make of that situation right now?
Well, China's the real target of the Trump administration. And interestingly, we've also got John McCain now, who's here in Australia, saying the same thing as Trump. So there seems to be a game going on with China, and everybody's wondering what that game is, because the previous president, Obama, had his pivot to Asia strategy, which was very, very, you know, appeasing China on a whole lot of issues. Mm-hmm. So it does look as though the U.S. is realigning itself in relation to China. And then the question is that the game that's going on behind the scenes? Because nobody's too sure what to make of the current spate of missile launches, whether that's just a random event going on because of the leader in North Korea, or whether there's something more interesting going on behind the scenes.
Well, certainly North Korea have ignored sanctions in the past. They've been pretty willing to ignore a lot of sanctions. But with China, China's their sort of their biggest trading partner, is my understanding. They rely on a great deal of trade with China. And so you would almost think China does have a fairly strong position to negotiate here.
A lot of people have been wondering about that. Kim Jong-un is not very susceptible to influence, as it seems. He's been a little bit frosty towards his Chinese counterparts, and people are wondering what his attitude actually is towards China. Is he going to bite the hand that feeds him?
Look, the missile defense system that we mentioned with the United States testing at the moment, could that be a maneuver from the United States to actually provoke China into action? Because it sends a fairly strong message to really not just North Korea, but all the countries in the region.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's so true. The THAAD missile intercept system is a absolutely state of the art anti ballistic missile system, and it's been met with very powerful reactions on the streets in China. It's not just the leadership of China that's reacted against this. It's the whole population of China has reacted almost as if they've been attacked.
And what about some of the other countries that are looking at the region at the moment as well? Japan, they're the only country not involved in the sort of the cruise missile race in the Asia region at the moment, and yet there have been some provocations towards Japan from North Korea itself. So what could be the result if North Korea pushes Japan a little bit too far?
Well, they have been pushing them. That last missile landed in the Japanese exclusive economic zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is interesting because it means that at some point the Japanese could dredge it up out of the water. They could lift it up from the seabed and study it if they wanted to, because it's in their waters. I don't know if they're doing that. Nobody knows. Presumably at some point we'll see some pictures on the news of them dredging up a spent missile. But yes, that's such a provocation. But of course, it's not really Japan that's the target, it's the United States. Japan's just a proxy.
Well, Japan, of course, being a close ally of the United States in the region,
yep.
South Korea being a close ally of the United States as well. Obviously,
yep.
There are a lot of
yep.
provocations, excuse me, being sort of aimed towards the United States. It's kind of interesting. I think Donald Trump kind of sends mixed messages on this kind of regard. He says to other countries, you've got to be responsible for your own defense. And yet when it comes to, let's say South Korea or Japan developing their own nuclear weapons, he says, no, you can't do that. So these kind of mixed messages, I would surely think a lot of the countries in the region that would consider themselves U.S. allies might be thinking a little bit more strongly about their own personal defense.
I wouldn't depend on Trump for anything. He's a classic example of a person who wants everybody to be incapable of predicting his next move. So he's always strategizing, but he's always also muddying the waters. And he's constantly coming out with statements that you can't trust. That's a hallmark already of his presidency, and we're only a few months into it. So I think we can expect more of the same from Donald Trump. His specialty is keeping everybody guessing and making everybody surprised at what he says or does. So I think we'll see more of that unpredictability, and that is going to really throw a spanner in the works for a lot of other countries.
And just finally, getting back to China, now China's proposed the idea of forced suspension to Donald Trump. However, he's kind of rejected the idea. What is preventing the US from sort of considering more suspension?
I'm sorry, what was that suspension again?
So looking at more suspension, basically in terms of the US taking out these kind of sanctions against North Korea, the China in turn supporting North Korea in terms of cutting off some relationship with the United States.
Oh, yeah. Okay, suspending all of those arrangements. Yes, sorry, I'm with you now. That again would provide a good opportunity for the North Koreans to trade something off. So it is a good move, assuming that they think that they can bargain in good faith. But the problem is that you probably can't bargain in good faith with an American president who is notoriously tricky, cunning in terms of reneging on his deals and trying to wrong foot his enemies. So in that sense, it's not going to be very easy at all for the six nation talks to proceed and for all of those arrangements and suspensions to be parleyed backwards and forwards. That's going to be really, really difficult with a leader like Trump.
Well, Todd, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on the program, having a bit of a chat with us about this one today.
Thanks, Sean. No worries.